News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT. It's the Brett Witterbull Show. Happy to welcome back to the program. It's been far too long since we last visited. My very good friend, Father Bill Nicholas of the Archdiocese of San Francisco, joining us from behind the blue curtain. Good to have you back, Father Bill.
Good to be back, Brett.
So, you know, a lot of people say things like this is the worst president that there's ever been in the history of the Republic, right? People say that given their politics, a million times a year based on whoever's president. But I kind of wanted to know if there's a top 10 list, is there a top 10 list of horrible presidents that have served as president of the United States? And have you got some insight into any of this sort of stuff there, Father Bill?
Well, as you know, I've done a lot of reading on the presidents. That's one of the reasons why you've had me on your show on occasion, is my love of history of this country and of the presidents. And when we look at these lists, they tend to be partisan in nature. You know, their favorite recent president is either the best or their favorite least favorite president is the best. Uh-huh. But the way I like to look at it is every president begins at the bottom of the list because we don't know how their presidency is going to turn out at the beginning. Nice. But I have to admit, with the current president, I think we'd be hard-pressed to find a president in which so many things have gone wrong in the months after he took office, and many of which, if not most, are as a result of the policies that he implemented. So even though Joe Biden is new and he'd begin at the bottom to begin with, I would say he's still there, but he has a little over 3 years to go, and it's his term. Things may yet improve, but you'd really be hard-pressed to find a president in our history in which after that president took office, things really, really went south. And given that, speaking of North and South, I would put, aside from Joe Biden, James Buchanan would definitely be among the worst. Things went badly at the end of his presidency, but all throughout his presidency, he was just a placator to the slaveholding South and very much an anti-Republican in his rhetoric. And when it was such a dramatic change when Abraham Lincoln became president that's when the South began to secede, and Buchanan basically didn't know what to do, or he sat back and let it happen, and that really was the catalyst that brought this country to civil war. After Buchanan, I would say Franklin Pierce, his predecessor. When we're talking about today about respecting precedent, the precedent of the Missouri Compromise was certainly not a priority at that time, and the Kansas-Nebraska Act was passed. That was done by Congress, but Franklin Pierce also didn't respect the precedent of the Missouri Compromise and signed the Kansas-Nebraska Act, which violated and disregarded and nullified the Missouri Compromise and led to Bleeding Kansas. So a lot of bloodshed and fighting in Kansas over the issue of slavery. And that was another event that brought us to the Civil War. Let's see, after that, I would have to give a couple of recent ones that might be surprising would be Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. Now, granted, both of those had very good things that happened during their presidencies, but you notice they happened after their first midterm, when the Republican Party took over the Congress and took over the majority, both houses after the Contract with America and the House after the Tea Party election. But Barack Obama was really the first president who would openly bemoan the fact that the Constitution would not let him do something and began to feed into the sentiment we see in a lot of people today that the Constitution needs to be changed so that things we want to happen can happen. And the president would say, I'd love to do thus and so, but the Constitution won't let me. Not as a matter of instruction, but a matter of regretting that this is the way the Constitution is, with the sentiment that we need to do away with what the Constitution says and adjust things according to how we want to implement our agenda. And we see that definitely a pervasive attitude in Washington, if not throughout the country today. Bill Clinton, I noticed it was, you know, politics was always very dirty locally and statewide, but under the Clintons, Bill Clinton in particular, it was brought to the White House. You had very contentious elections for the presidency in the past, but Clinton was the first in which you saw ads such as, if Clinton's not elected or if his opponent is elected, black churches will burn in the South.
Right, right.
And people began to throw the racist card. You didn't agree, we didn't debate it, you were just a racist. Mm-hmm. We even saw that with his wife running against Donald Trump. It was more, we don't want someone like Donald Trump. It wasn't a matter of policy, it was personal attacks. And that became very much prominent from the White House under Bill Clinton's presidency, and we see that a lot nowadays. We're certainly in our cancel culture. You disagree with the conventional orthodoxy, you're a racist or a bigot or a homophobe, and that pretty much ends the discussion. With the time we got, let's see, I would definitely put probably just above Franklin Pierce would be Andrew Johnson. because Andrew Johnson's presidency led to the Jim Crow policies of the South that we continue to have to deal with well into the second half of the 20th century, up until the Civil Rights Movement.
Gotcha.
And so I would put him above Franklin Pierce, and then Obama and Clinton. And, of course, you know, Jimmy Carter. Camp David Accords notwithstanding, there's very little one can say about Jimmy Carter's presidency. Obviously a good man who did a great deal of service afterwards with his housing charity projects, but very little really went well as a result of his presidency. And, of course, the same could be said for Herbert Hoover.
Yep.
The Great Depression hit while he was president. He was very much a Washington insider. Washington and the government solves all our problems. Washington and the government is going to solve the problem with the Great Depression, and it actually aggravated it. Mm-hmm. And so his policies were typical of Washington insiders that didn't help the situation and, in fact, made the Great Depression even worse. After that, I put Lyndon Baines Johnson from the late 60s, mainly because his Great Society has added to the debt that we see continually to be increased with the entitlement programs of the Great Society and the welfare programs. And they're starting to say openly now that the welfare programs of the Great Society in the 60s pretty much destroyed the black family. And right. That is certainly an effect we continue to see today. And I guess to round it all off, I would say the top number 10, the bottom of the top of the bottom 10 would be Millard Fillmore, for no other reason than it's Millard Fillmore. He was a very forgettable president. And his policies, again, didn't move us away from secession and the Civil War, but his endorsement of the Compromise of 1860 did, in fact, continue to aggravate things that would lead us to the Civil War.
You know, it's incredible. It's incredible. You were able to do that run, Father Bill, and break all that down within the constraints of time. I appreciate you. I appreciate you coming by. You got a real future here, my friend.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, and hopefully next time we'll have more time. We can discuss it even more. But the history could be fun, especially when you're going through it. And granted, any analysis of history, especially recent presidents, is going to be tainted by partisan political preferences.
That's right.
But I looked at least in terms of who has done the most damage to the country, as well as the atmosphere in politics, even down to today. And that's kind of how I broke it down for today.
Great stuff. Appreciate you being there, Father Bill. Look forward to talking to you again very soon.
All right. Talk to you later.
Take care. That's Father Bill Nicholas. I'm Brent Winterbull. Bo Thompson's next. News Talk at 1110 993 WBT.